Oh, they're incredible. The high-resolution color images released today from NASA's James Webb Space Telescope, the largest and most sophisticated telescope ever built, showing us the universe in a way it's never been seen. Galaxies more than 4.6 billion years old, the Carina Nebula, where stars are born, more than 7,000 light years away. My head is having a hard time wrapping around this, so let's bring in Alyssa Goodman, professor of astronomy at Harvard University. Professor, your reaction to these pictures?
Pretty amazing. We've been waiting for a very long time. You know, as an astronomer, I can just look at them and know what they mean. And so yesterday, when President Biden was presenting the image, I was like, oh my God, look at all that gravitational lensing. But I was out on my deck with a couple of friends, and they're like, what are you talking about? And then I realized it's hard for people to appreciate what's really going on.
What are you talking about? Because the pictures yesterday were galaxies being born, you know, all these sharp pieces of light. The NASA Administrator Bill Nelson explained that light travels at 186,000 miles per second. So the light that we're seeing, those sharp, bright images on those little specks, has been traveling for over 13 billion years. Are we going back in time to see it as it's happening? I mean, people have asked me, is it a picture that's still out there floating around somehow? How are we seeing this?
The thing that is so very unusual about the deep field images that Hubble released and now the deep field image from the Webb telescope is that they're showing you many different times at the same time. And so when you look out deep, deep into the universe, you are looking back in time because it took the light such a long time to get here. What's weird about these images and what's so confusing is that you're seeing things that are very close, stars in our own galaxy, galaxies in our own local group of galaxies when you look in the right direction. And then in that field, galaxies that are farther away, but like just reasonably far. But the galaxies in the back, you know, farthest away, are those little tiny smudges that people were so excited about in the image. Wow. Those are at redshifts that correspond, or ages or distances, depending on how you want to look at it, to almost the very beginning of the universe. Oof. And that is bizarre. And,
it
you know,
is.
Galaxies looked different then. And so it's like this mishmash of galaxies of all different ages.
Well,
so it's really hard to appreciate it all at once.
It's well, and, you know, especially we have young people on the staff who are like, I've seen all that in CGI, you know, in films, you know. But this is the real thing. And we know the universe goes back 13.8 billion years. We're now at 4.6. And you made a video, we're going to post it at herenow.org, compares the images we're seeing now with what we were able to see before this telescope, so people can really look at that. And you also show, you know, you zoom out and you show what you were just saying, what a teeny tiny speck we are looking at. The NASA press release said, this slice of the vast universe covers a patch of sky approximately the size of a grain of sand held at arm's length by someone on the ground. So in these stunning pictures that are light before it's traveled these, you know, billions of years to us, what as an astronomer, what are you seeing?
It's funny that you mentioned the comment about CGI and the young people. So a lot of the work that I do and a lot of modern work in astrophysics compares numerical simulations, so computer simulations of physics in the universe, with real observations. And so we've had computer simulations of things like what you've been seeing today for years, for decades in some cases, but we have not had real images. And so this looked to me like, you know, the better than CGI, okay, better than a simulation, you kind of go, oh my gosh, we actually understand physics? What? You know? And there's still all of this missing physics that we don't understand about dark energy and dark matter and what really happened at the beginning of the universe. None of that is directly addressed by just looking at this image, but you should know that in comparing the detailed calculations in these numerical simulations with the images, questions like that, questions about the distribution of dark matter and the nature of dark energy and all of that, can actually be gleaned from the detailed analysis of the colors and the shapes in those images. And that'll take years.
Yeah, that'll take
years. But people are on it.
But so let's say, you know, we'll pick one of the picture of the Carina Nebula. I mean, to us, it's this gorgeous, you know, these just different specks and different colors, and there's a sharpness to it. And by the way, the Webb telescope gathers infrared light that can't be seen by the human eye. So this is now what, you know, part of what we're seeing. But as an astronomer, if it, you know, in language we can understand, you said, yes, oh, we had the physics right. But is there something else you're seeing?
To an astronomer, it's actually the details in that image and the level of detail.
Because it tells you what?
If you look very, very carefully at that image, you'll see very light and dark patches right at the edge where the sort of brownish stuff merges into the bluish background, and there's like a sharp edge overall. But then inside the brown and orange region, you see all this structure. That actually has to do with gas that's being shaped by light that's strong enough to do stuff to matter that's coming from outside the star-forming region of dust and gas. All of that conspires to give you those shapes. What the kind of detailed arrangement of all those shapes are actually determines what kinds of stars. So all of those details are going to mean a lot.
To the rest of us, they are just stunning and awe-inspiring.
Yes, that's true, too.
Alyssa Goodman, Professor, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your day looking at
these
images.
Thank you. We'll be having a great time in the astronomy world. And thanks.